You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Alrighty, it's Wednesday evening and that means it's time for our Executive Lounge feature. And this evening we meet Dr. Tumelo Chaka. He is the Chief Marketing Officer of Media Sales House United Stations. Dr. Chaka is a PhD qualified consumer behavior and marketing academic and strategist. His work sits at the intersection of finance, culture, psychology and strategy, helping organizations understand how people think, decide and behave in complex, diverse markets, particularly across the continent. Morana, thank you very much for your time this evening and availing yourself. I think maybe let's start with understanding the CMO role. So how should we understand what a chief marketing officer does?
Thank you very much, first of all, for having me here. And it's a privilege to be here. So the CMO, for me, I'm thinking about the CMO of the future. Because as a CMO of the past, which is just a marketer who does campaigns and puts a brand up there, the CMO of the future for me is somebody who understands the intersection of marketing and finance. Because you've got to bring together the CFO, you've got to bring together the CEO, the COO. So the CMO today for me should be a person who understands the numbers, the science, the art of the game, and who cares about P&L. Because if you don't understand the numbers, I think for me, it's about, because marketing is about building growth and building profitability.
There we go. What's P&L?
Profit and loss.
Ah, okay. There we go. So when we take a look at the core of it, right? So to drive those sales, you have to think of the person who will be consuming whatever it is that you need to drive those sales. Was it always obvious for you? Maybe you can talk to us about people and the importance of people.
So, and looking back, having been growing up as an introvert, so you're always quiet but watching. And the more you watch, the more you try to understand. So for me, it was about, and now I've learned these big words as I learned further in life, that I not only did I segment, but I was able to hyper segment. Because you can segment people and say people earn so much money and therefore they belong to this type of lifestyle and therefore they deserve these products. But you have to also hyper segment. Because just by covering, looking at people and say they earn so much, there's so much in them beyond just money. It's now how they think, where they live, what they eat. I always say three things are very key in South Africa when looking at customers. It's how they travel, what they eat, and who governs them. Because if you look at most of South Africa lives under kingship land, so who governs them determines how they think and how loyal they are. If you look at how I remember most of the time, if you see during elections, where do politicians go first? They go to kings, and because they see where people live, and then where they eat. If you look at the strongest, biggest, influential retailers in South Africa are cash and carries. That's where the bulk of the country lives in. And thirdly, how they travel. Taxis. If you can understand the taxi economy, you can understand how people think, consume, and live. Because it's when they travel, which means when they view ads, what time do they do TV. Some of them, at times, people travel with two phones. One is the smartphone that stays at home, because of the danger of traveling and losing it during taxi traveling. And when they get home, they then take out the smartphone. So if you send an ad through WhatsApp or through any internet-formed communication, it doesn't reach them because they travel with what we call the jarara, those old phones that only just receive SMSs.
You've also been in the financial services industry.
Yes.
I'd like to understand the common thread, right? So what keeps you, or rather, what is the common thread that has ensured your longevity also in the industry?
So I always say I'm the shotgun of CEOs. I find solutions and I find customer solutions. So whether it's, I've worked in financial services, I've worked in media, but the common thing there is how customers think and consume. It's understanding the customer. And if you can understand that, then it's understanding the value proposition that the company is now offering. And then thirdly to that is how do we make money? How do we sell the products that we make? And for me, that's where I think my strength comes in. I understand people. I understand how people think. And I'd really take time to understand the thought view of people in general. But more importantly, why they spend and where they spend.
Got you. What? How would you characterize your leadership style?
I've always said I'm a guy that gives people space because I lead the way I want to be led.
Aha.
So I give you space. I believe in the views of people like Steve Jobs. When I have a team, I run a small enterprise. Each person's got their own business in the team. Therefore, you are a CEO of your space. I give you the space to thrive, the space to do what you need, and I become a team member in your space. Therefore, when you think I'm just a boss, no, I'm also a team member in your space, so I can also be led by you because you know more than me. I believe in hiring people that are better than me.
Mm. You were in the room at the Africa CMO 100.
Correct.
For somebody who is looking at entering this industry or who is thinking, even me, you know, one day, I identify with what you are talking about. What was the tone in the room that you can share with somebody to take that forward or to say, okay, maybe there's something that I need to think of?
So I've seen in that room, the tone was about collaboration, one. The tone was about building an Africa that we can all be part of. The tone was, how do we drop the ladder down so that others can come up? Because most of us have been molded by the same people who were in the room. Talk about the Hepin Chingilas, the Tebe. They've molded most of us, in fact, all of us in the room. Because I remember one of the speakers from the CMO from Kaya, her first opening was, thank you, Hepi, for giving me an opportunity at Herd Boys.
Manchini.
And many of us can say the same thing about the Tebes,
yeah,
the Sydney Mbeles,
yeah,
the Tabangs. So I believe in the room, those who see themselves as future CMOs, as find a mentor in the current CMOs because they're giving and they're willing to mentor.
Morana, thank you so much. That's unfortunately all the time we can afford this evening. Dr. Tumelo Chaka is the Chief Marketing Officer of Media Sales House United Stations.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.